Hello.
Hello. Hi, Marianne. I just saw that you were calling me, but our line was busy. Someone else is using it, so I could not get back to you on that. So, did you guys receive the email?
Yes.
Call it. Okay.
This is not it.
Sorry, I cannot hear you. There's a lot of glitch in the voice. Hello?
I said we are not pleased with this. It lacks the professional quality that we're looking for. This looks like it looks very amateurish. It looks very
okay. Okay. Can you please help me out here a little bit? Can you write a feedback on your, from your side and send it to me so I can tell the guys how to do it, how to revise the book cover? And also, obviously, you guys have received the editings as well for the rest of the chapters. So whenever you get time, go through that file as well and let me know if you if you want any further changes in the document as well. But about the book cover, I will be talking to the guys. I think he is in the office right now. If he's not, then I'll make sure to call him right now and explain all the changes that you will be sending to me right now. You can send it to my email or you can send it to Jessica's email, whichever you prefer. And just like elaborate the changes that you want. I know you might not like it because it seems a little bit immature, the cover. I'll explain it to him. Just send me a little bit of feedback so I can, share it with the guy who has designed the cover.
Okay, and this is what we've been doing. So it seems like there is a lack of understanding, a lack of comprehension, a lack of something because it doesn't seem to be getting through.
No, there's no sort of
urgent message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello. Can you hear
me?
Yes, I am there. Are you guys there?
Marianne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so that's about the cover. Something is not getting through because we have put it in writing, and so I'll put this in writing.
We will make sure to get the book covers done like the way you want it to, because sometimes things don't go the way you think that they might. We will be having. There are lots and lots of fans. They don't find the colors right. They don't find the editing right. They don't find the font right. But we get it changed every time you want us to, so that's not a problem. We just get it done. If we have committed to you that we will be delivering you quality work, I will make sure to deliver the quality work that we have promised. So you don't have to worry about that. We're going to make sure that everything goes right according to what you are guiding us to. So please don't worry. We'll get it done. It is taking some time, but obviously we will deliver what you guys expect us to. Just give some time and a little bit of patience. And I'm really sorry that you did not like these two covers as well. But I will be talking to the guys. And if you can, you sent me one of the references that has the red cover in the hands. If you can send two or three more images of some references that you might, want your cover to look alike, that would be great.
Okay, that's that.
Okay.
Let's get on to the editing. The very first suggested edits that you sent on the very first line on the dedication, we made a correction.
Let me open up the editing file. Okay, I have the editing right in front of me. I have it. Okay,
first line in the dedication. This book is dedicated to the Gibson family.
Yeah.
We ask you to take it with apostrophe S. Back when we started 2 weeks ago. So we sent it back to the UK. It's like it hasn't been corrected. It still has that apostrophe S in the Gibson.
Okay.
The very first sentence in the book. The very first one.
The book is dedicated to the Gibson family. You don't want an apostrophe in that?
No, and we indicated that on the very first time you sent back the corrections for the edit. This is nothing new.
There must be some grammar, you know, because usually if I take out the apostrophe, the grammar, you know, app shows it as a red light. So, you know, it gets corrected by the system only. So there must be some mistake because of the apostrophe. You know, the Gibson family. So that's why it's showing up as this. But I'll make sure that this doesn't happen because it's, you know, it's done by the system. Sometimes, you know, system, like, corrects the grammar mistakes on its own. So right now I've removed the apostrophe and it's showing a red line under the word Gibson. So that's how it's, you know, like, it works.
Okay, so can we have some measure of confidence that when we send you back these edits that you're going to correct them to the way we ask you to?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to have that.
We've done this for 25 chapters, but it looks like the same. You're sending us the same thing without the corrections that we've asked for.
I will make sure this doesn't happen. Again, I will talk to the editing team and the writer who is making all the changes, and I will make sure that she does not repeat the same mistake again. I will make sure of that.
What she sent today is the same thing she sent yesterday.
No. It has all the chapters edited. You can, like, go down from 25. We have edited these. No. How is that possible?
We sent you, if you look at chapter 9, you still see where, yeah, we've corrected chapter 9 already, but when you send it back to us, it's still jumbled. Like, you haven't made the edits that we suggested. You haven't made the corrections. You're sending us back the same thing.
Let me see that. Because I will have to compare this Word document and the edits that you sent me. So it's going to take me a while to, I don't know what the writer is doing, but let me make sure this doesn't happen again. I will be going up and talk to her myself, and this won't happen again. And there is some editing done from, like, chapter 25 onwards, right?
Look at it. We don't see any. I mean, you see, we ain't got nothing to do because we've done that you told us to do. But you're sending the same thing back for us to do again. But
this document does not have. So what you're saying is that this document does not have any editing done.
No.
We've done the editing down to page 23,
right? So, but if you look at yours right now, it's showing to us that we've done the editing down to the first page of chapter 9. Nothing else, but I know we've gone to 23. It should be 23 to 30-something like you told us yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How come it
does not have any editing? Because there are 37 chapters in total, and what I was briefed that we have done the editing, and you can send it to the client. So this is what I've been told as a project manager, that the work is done and I trusted on their word, and that's why I sent it to you. I did not know
I understand, but you look at, if you don't mind, what you sent to us today, and that'll prove what I'm saying.
I totally get it, ma'am. I totally get what you're saying.
I'm asking you to just look.
Starting with the very first line, as we talked about earlier, and the dedication, they didn't make that correction to take out the apostrophe S, and all the way through.
Let me see this matter. I think there is some misconfusion between me, the editors, and everything, because they're totally not getting what I'm trying to say, and they are not doing the work the way I want them to. So, because, see, I'm the project manager. I make sure that the deadlines are on time. I don't exceed any deadline.
Scroll down to chapter 9. Let me scroll up.
I was on chapter 23. Let me scroll up.
You remember yesterday when we talked, you we talked and you said, okay, you've done all of this. So I'm going to send you the rest of it, and you know, so you can complete it.
Yes,
and
I did. I did give you my word. I did give you my word, and I'll have to I'll have to talk to the content team because what I don't know what they're doing, and it's just ruining
my name. You look at it today, when you look at it today, it's the same thing that we talked about yesterday. That
I totally
I mean,
get it. I'm honestly very embarrassed. I'm really sorry, and I'm embarrassed
right now because, like, if you look at chapter 9, you still got marks on there, and we've already added all that stuff all the way down to 20-something because you said it yesterday, and you're just going to send it. You said on Monday, I mean the other day, on Monday I'm going to send you the rest of it so we can finish the edit. But if they're going to keep sending the same thing we did the first time, I never finish.
No, that's not going to happen. We get it done with this thing and recover it by this
way. We just email it to them and they're emailing the same thing back. We email it to them and they're emailing the same thing back.
Without making the corrections, because the dedication page hasn't even been fixed. The first line in the dedication page hasn't been, like, you sent that to us. We sent it to you. You made your edits in the first 9 chapters and said, here's what we have. Here are our suggestions. We looked at your suggestions for the first 9 chapters, and we said, okay, this is what we would like. We sent it back to you. You're sending it back to us as though we haven't sent you what we want. You're sending us the same thing. And then we went on from chapter 9 to chapter 25, and we're still getting the same thing. We're stuck right there at chapter 9, and it's been 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
No, I'm really sorry for that because I think the writers are not getting what I'm saying. I've been giving them all the comments that you guys give me through the email, that you guys send me through the email. I've been passing it on, and I've been making sure that they complete the work by the given time. And it's certainly not happening. So my name is on the stake.
We're not saying that they're not completing it at a certain time. We're not rushing anybody. But what I'm saying, they shouldn't be sending us when we correct it. Don't send us the correct.
I'm really sorry for that. I really am sorry for that. I feel so embarrassed because of the team that I have under me. And I'll make sure this doesn't happen.
How you think I feel? And I got to pay them. I got to pay them for this.
That team that's
sending us back.
I'm sorry.
These fees are quite expensive. And, you know, it's just not giving its value. It just is not. So we really need them to step it up because we want to move forward with this project. 2 weeks ago, we're still looking at it.
No. I will be making sure that we get done with this within like 48 hours. We will get done with both the book covers and the editing. I will give you a final draft of the editing in 48 hours along with the book cover. And if you can be kind enough to send me the author's bio, I will get the back cover as well. I will give you the front and the back cover both, along with the author's bio, and if you have any acknowledgments to be added in the book, please do let me know, and please send me the comments that you have for the book cover, how you want it to be designed, and I will send it, I will just try to get it done, like, just give me 48 hours, it's like 2 days.
All right, well, listen, check your email, because we already sent the bio.
Yeah, I've got that. Like, author's bio, we've got the author's bio, and if you have any acknowledgments, do let me know.
Yeah,
I'll
something to do with acknowledgement.
Okay. You guys will be giving me the acknowledgments, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys okay with the font of the book cover, or do you want it to get changed?
Yeah, that is not a professional font at all. That looks like I could do that in Courier Bold or Courier New or something. We were looking for professional fonts.
Okay, let me just note it down, like professional fonts.
Yeah, these are not professional fonts.
Okay.
And also the from the outhouse to the in-house, the words from the, you can barely see them. They're washed out.
Okay, they're written in white. One of them is written in white, and the other one is written, yeah. both of them are written in white.
We'll put it in writing so they, again, we'll put it in
writing. And one thing, you know, I was telling, you know, I do not like blue. And that's what they do in the book, in blue.
Okay, I'll make sure. Can you give me a color scheme? Can you give me a color scheme like red along with gray or gray along with black? Something like that. Any like specific color scheme so that I can talk to the guys and they can design it for you?
I don't think they can do it.
No, they will do it. Trust me. We have designed tons and tons of covers. I've delivered approximately like 6 covers today. Excluding your cover, I've delivered 6 covers today, and 2 of them were like, we don't like the shades. It's just like remove the cross, and the font is not right. So there are minor edits, you know, that are obviously sometimes we don't match
the weight
of the. Sorry.
I understand you, Sasha. I understand you, but what they do in this book cover. When I opened it up, because I just lost my mama, and it looked like an obituary to me. I'm like, I'm just dumbfounded right now because I'm like, oh, my God. Because the obituary, you know,
if I may ask,
it does look very much like an obituary. Yeah. So
that's totally up to you guys. Obviously, we'll go move forward only on the point where you guys approve of anything, like with whether it's editing, whether it's anything. So without your approval, we won't be going ahead. We won't proceed further. And I know this is taking longer than it's expected, but let me tell you, there's this client, and I am done with him. He has, like, you know, he wants to get done. Like, even the coloring, you know, he does not like, sometimes he wants pink, sometimes he wants black. So, you know, like, there are minor edits that are going along the way, you know, till the very moment the book is done. So just have some faith in me, have some faith in my team, and we will not let you down. We have so many authors on our list, and trust me, everyone goes home satisfied with our work. So we won't let you down. Don't worry about it. Just give us some time so that we can provide you quality work.
I understand what you're saying, Carla, but your writer's letting you down.
My writers and my designers.
What I'm saying is, at least they can send us back the sheet, the document that we've already edited. At least don't send me back the first one that you and I talked about on Friday. They just email it, like, same thing.
Yeah.
Different date. So if they did some more editing and we get on here and work on it tonight, we would be finished editing, but they ain't sending us stuff back. They making a mistake and sending us the wrong thing.
And they're not responding to our suggestions. They're not responding to our suggested corrections.
I don't think they read the corrections.
I have a question for you guys. I was actually going to the book, and I thought I should ask you. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah, there was this question that I had in mind. There was this word, you know, where you wanted to, like, remove the word again. You know, remove the period after the word again. Do you remember? There was this correction that you guys sent. I mean, like,
the word
period. Let me tell you. There was, you know, it was in the chapter, Irish Potato.
Okay, read it, and then we'll
this was in chapter 10, okay, Chuck Irish Potato, and it was like, remove the period after the word again. Can you please elaborate, like, we're not supposed to put the period after the word again, right?
Read the sentence. We don't have it memorized.
Let me open the chapter for you, because I have this Word document that, you know, you guys sent earlier, which has all the editings. Let me open it.
You forgot to send it to them?
No. The editings, the corrections that you sent me earlier. These are not the chapters that I'm asking about. These are the corrections that I'm asking, that there was this, like, line that you mentioned that you want to get changed, where there was a period after the word again. So I was like, do you want us to remove the full stop / period from that specific line? Yeah, I think this one is Chuck, Jimmy, and Irish Potato. Where is that again? There were, like, some things that I had in mind. I'll have to read it all over again. I can't see it. Oh, I got that. So what you meant was you asked us to remove the again, like the full stop or period after the word again that was being used in the chapter. So I was a bit unfair about that correction. So now it's done. I did it on my own. And yeah, it's done.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know the specific sentence. You didn't read the sentence.
No. These are the corrections from chapter 9 till chapter 13. No, this is 17, 25, chapter 25. You sent me a list of corrections from chapter 9 till 25, and I had a confusion regarding a sentence, specific sentence, but I got that, and it has been made in the, like, final document as well. So what are we going to do is that you'll give me 28 hours to deliver you the final product of your manuscript, of your script, along with two book covers. And if you have any acknowledgments, please do send it to me. And if you can send a few reference pictures that you know, like, what do you have in mind regarding the book cover? Because clearly my team is not understanding the point of designing a mature book cover. And especially, we won't use any shades of blue. And the fonts should be professional.
What did you put on the back of the book?
We will be putting your author's bio on the back of your book and your picture.
Okay. All right. You talked to me about my chair. Do you remember told me?
Yes, I would remember what I told you, but it was not going along with, you know, the fonts and everything and the color grade we chose. But since you have asked us not to use blue, I will be using the purple and golden chair as a prop in one of the book covers. Since the chair was, you know, like, bluish and goldenish, and the background of the book covers are blue, they have shades of blue, it was not going along, it was looking very odd, so that's why they decided not to go with it. But since you have discarded the idea of using blue, we will be, you know, like, taking some pictures and using them as a prop to enhance the book cover.
Okay, what about the ladder? You say you're going to put the ladder and the chair on the back.
I don't have
any confidence that they can do anything with that ladder. I just don't think they get the concept. I don't think they understand it.
Let me be honest with you. You know what? If we put the ladder, it is, again, going to give you that immature look that you have already, you know, said no to. It is going to give you that illustration vibe, which will eventually lead towards an immature look.
Okay, we don't want that.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so because, you know, the very first book cover that I totally understand, the very first book cover that we sent you was very immature. It was giving a very, you know, like, child's book cover, or like child's book, but certainly it's not. So we sent you another book cover which had, like, phases of Marianne and, like, three parts divided, like, from the young and then a mature lady and then how she is right now, okay? But then you again said that it was not a mature book cover, right?
No. Right.
Right? So if we add the letter, it is again going to give us a very immature and illustration 3D clip art thing, right? So I'll try to work with whatever images you have sent us and to work on something that is going to give us a very good product, a final product that is not going to look immature, and I will make sure that they use a very professional font along with, you know, like no shades of blue. So these are like two special instructions by you guys, and the rest you will be sending it to me through email, right?
Yep, we'll send you, again, another email with our specifications and see
if... Yes, and please, if you can send me some references for the book cover, I'd be grateful.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Sounds good? Just give me 48 hours.
Okay, we're really looking for you to come through in these 48 hours, okay?
No, please, I'll get back to you. Don't worry. Please don't. Please. Yes, ma'am.
In that folder, do you have that book cover that she sent you that's red?
Yes, I have. I have right in front of me. Let me see it.
I can send you some other references. That's fine.
Sure.
If
you can, I'll be grateful.
Somebody's falling out of the hand, you know.
Yeah, it has the shades of white, the hands white, and there's some fonts of black, and someone is falling, and it has the background of red. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right?
See, that's what we looked at that, and we thought that they could go by that because it says, you know.
See, then again, it has some illustrations. It's not what you want. It's not going to be what you want. Trust me. It is, again, going to give you some immature vibes that you won't like, because that's a cover for a mystery book, I suppose, or maybe a Zoom, but your book is totally different. It's all about your life experiences, so we have to design according to the theme of the book, right?
Right, that's what we're trying to get to, and her quote, at the beginning of the book, her quote, and I don't know if you have this or not.
Why don't you lie? I'm sorry, I'm really sorry for not getting what you... I get that. I am totally understanding it. Do you have any problems with me? You just have problems with the book cover and the team. It's not my fault.
Well, this is nothing personal at all. This is business, and we're just trying to...
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying. Just give me... Because, you know, my team is working on it. I'm your project manager. I've been communicating with them about all the work. But they are the one who are going to design it and deliver it to you. So I'll just make sure to, you know, get the work done however you want it. And you'll just have to, like, have some faith on me, please. I literally beg you for that. Please have some faith on me. Trust me, your book is going to be the bestseller. We won't let you down. I know it's taking some time, more than you expected, but we are going to deliver you quality work.
Okay. Well, I think these next 48 hours will tell the story. We really need some confidence with this next set of corrections that we get.
And I'll get one thing right this time. Either it's going to be the book covers or the editing. I'll get one thing right, at least one thing.
And like you're telling us to, like you're telling me to, trust you, okay?
Yes,
ma'am. I have a problem with that, but that's what you said. Your team is embarrassing you. You said,
yeah, the toes.
That's what you said. So evidently, you don't trust them either. So it goes all three ways. We all gotta work together here. Cause I got a headache right now, and all this thing. Like you said, they making you look bad. You the one gotta justify them.
Right. You have to face us, Sasha. You have to face us, and you are the person who we tell it to. So, you know.
Yeah, my
you
name is
on that right. So, but okay, let's wrap it up. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send you some other references just so that you can get an idea of the professionalism that we're going for with the cover. We'll send some explicit instructions on what she's looking for the cover, professional font and all of that. On the inside, her quote about if I fall, I've been there before. We sent that before, but I'll see that you have it again. We'll send the acknowledgement. And what we'll be looking for from you are two book covers that are a step above what we've been seeing, and professional edits that we sent back. They've actually put them in place.
Yes,
that's
I got that. It will be delivered to you by Friday.
Okay.
All right. If it's not deliverable, I will be sitting here in the office on Saturday and working on your book. That's what I can do. That's all I can do.
Okay.
Please
that's
do
all
send.
I have.
Okay. I'm sorry. Apologies for all of this. Again, please do accept it and do send me the details. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon again.
Okay, Marianne, did you need to say anything else?
No, I need to be quiet. Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day,
bye-bye,
you guys.
We'll be in touch. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.